It's 6:22. I'm Justin Martin with a KEI News special report on a historic day in Dallas.
To wage this battle against violence and separatism, today must be about unity.
Being a Texan doesn't describe where you're from. It describes who your family is.
Today, the nation grieves, but those of us who love Dallas and call it home have had 5 deaths in the family.
The Dallas Police Department has been doing it the right way.
We will keep on. We will press on. We will love on. We will live on.
That was Sharon Patterson, a Methodist pastor in Dallas, and before her, a few of the other standout voices at today's memorial service for the 5 law enforcement officers gunned down in the streets of Dallas last week. Mayor Mike Rawlings opened by talking about how those shots pierced the soul of his city and set the tone for an emotional couple of hours at the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. The centerpiece of the event, of course, was a 40-minute address by President Obama, who tapped into a nation's grief and yet held out for healing. KERA had reporters out across the city, and they're here in studio with me now. Christopher Connolly was inside the Meyerson, Courtney Collins was outside, and Stephanie Kuo was reporting from Love Field. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
It's great to be here.
Chris, I want to start with you. What was it like to be in that room?
I think that, you know, there was just this sort of overwhelming message of unity throughout the whole event, frankly, even preceding the event. I mean, you had on Air Force One, Senator Ted Cruz and President Obama, who are, you know, rarely on the same side of any issue, you know, but you had every single speaker really speak to this idea of, you know, this needs to be something that will bring people together and make a difference. You know, you had Mayor Mike Rawlings say Dallas's pain is the nation's pain. You had George Bush say we need to find in our opponents our shared values. And then you had Obama really kind of, you know, threading the needle a little bit. He was both trying to be uniting, but also was providing criticism on both sides. I mean, he criticized racial disparities in policing, but he also said, you know, protesters need to be honest about the hard work and professionalism that police do. He sort of, the overriding message he had was, we aren't as divided as we seem to think we are sometimes.
Now, everyone watching at home or on a phone or listening to the radio heard the speeches and saw what happened on the stage. What did it look like in the other direction, the people in the seats, Chris?
You know, most of the people, if not all of them, in the orchestra section at the bottom were Dallas police officers. So, you know, just huge swaths of blue. The DART police were also well represented there and various police dignitaries from across the North Texas area. And I think you also got a sense, at least I did, looking at the crowd that, you know, Dallas Police Department has been working on being more diverse, more inclusive. And you got a good sense of that just sort of seeing different skin colors, different hair textures, you know, men and women in uniform down on the floor. So it was really a pretty impressive show of just how solidly this was for the law enforcement community as well as the nation.
Now, Courtney, how did that compare to what you were seeing outside the Meyerson Center?
Outside the Meyerson was a really interesting scene, much like what Chris described inside. There was a lot of unity, there was togetherness, there was hope. The crowd was very diverse and interesting, and everyone really was there because they just wanted to be close to the memorial service. It didn't matter that they didn't have a ticket and they weren't going inside the building to hear the president speak. They just kind of wanted a glimpse of the whole thing. They wanted to connect. They wanted to feel like they could do something. And there were people from all over. There were moms holding babies under umbrellas to keep them shaded. There were doctors in their scrubs on their lunch break. There were people from all over the city represented.
Were there any protesters in that mix?
It was interesting. There were people holding signs that were a little critical of President Obama and the fact that he has not yet made a stop in Louisiana and Minnesota, where there were recent police shootings of black men. Other than that, no loud demonstrations, no loud, angry voices of protest, a lot of homemade signs preaching love and healing.
Now, Stephanie, you were at the airport. I'm wondering what the scene was like there.
Well, Air Force Two was first to arrive around noon. That plane was carrying Vice President Joe Biden and his wife, Jill Biden. When they landed, they were met by Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price and Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. And then 15 minutes later, exactly on time, Air Force One showed up. And of course, President Obama and Michelle Obama was on there. There was also Senator Ted Cruz, Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, Nancy Pelosi, and Representative Mark Vesey.
I want to ask each of you, what's the one moment you won't forget about today. Stephanie.
There was this great moment where after Obama had deplaned and Joe Biden had deplaned, Joe Biden and his party, which included his wife and Mayor Betsy Price and Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, they were walking all dressed in black and this huge gust of wind came in and everything was blowing and it looked extremely official and it chilled me to my core, really. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Courtney?
For me, it was one woman who was disabled in a wheelchair. She told me she had taken a DART train and a DART bus to make it outside the Meyerson. And she set herself up in the shade in her wheelchair, and she pulled out her phone and streamed the entire service from the sidewalk and was just happy to be close to the whole thing.
And how about you, Chris?
I think for me, I mean, it was really seeing people who are used to fighting with each other, used to sparring, and used to sort of taking predictable sides, really making an effort to come together was pretty moving.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly, Courtney Collins, and Stephanie Kuo. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just to note, earlier we heard from Sharon Patterson, a Methodist preacher in Dallas. Finally, we'll look back at a difficult day, a day of heartache and hope, of pain and perseverance, the sounds of a single day in Dallas.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, Lord, our hearts are heavy, our spirits are torn asunder, and tears flow from our eyes. And we come to you, O God, because you are the rock in the weary land.
While we did nothing wrong, there is a reason this happened here, this place, this time in American history. This is our chance to lead and build a new model for a community, for a city, for our country.
At times, it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates too quickly into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by their worst examples, while judging ourselves by our best intentions.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
The pain we feel may not soon pass, but my faith tells me that they did not die in vain. I believe our sorrow can make us a better country. I believe our righteous anger can be transformed into more justice and more peace. Weeping may endure for a night, but I'm convinced joy comes in the morning.
He represents not only Dallas, but police officers, police chiefs, this higher calling across the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief David Brown.
If I fell in love with a girl, oh, I had to dig down deep and get some Stevie Wonder. So today, I'm going to pull out some Stevie Wonder for these families.
I'll be loving you always.
Until the earth, just for the sun, denies itself, I'll be loving you. Until Mother Nature says her work is through, I'll be loving you. Until the day that you are me, and I am you. Now, ain't that loving you?
And a programming note. If you missed today's memorial service, you can watch it on KERANews.org or listen to it tonight right after Marketplace. Our rebroadcast of the service and KERA's national call-in show begins at 7. At 6:30, I'm Justin Martin, and this is KERA News.